Rebuttal to argument in favor of Proposition 9. Our hearts go out to the victims of violent crime and their families. Prop 9 was put on the ballot by one such family whose family member was killed 25 years ago, but Prop 9 is unnecessary and will cost taxpayers millions of dollars. During the past 25 years, many fundamental changes have been made to our criminal justice laws, such as the, quote, three strikes law, end quote, and the, quote, victims bill of rights, end quote, which place victims' rights into the Constitution. Under current law, victims have the right to be notified if their offender is released, to receive advance notice of criminal proceedings, and to participate in parole hearings and sentencing. There is already a state-funded Victims of Crime Resource Center to educate victims about their rights and help them through the process. That's why Prop 9 is a horrible drain on taxpayers during the height of a budget crisis. It's why the independent legislative analyst said it could cost, quote, hundreds of millions of dollars annually, end quote. Instead of streamlining government, Prop 9 creates serious duplication of existing laws. It places pages of complex law into our Constitution and, once in the Constitution, if the laws don't work and need to be changed or modernized in any way, it could require a three-quarter vote of the legislature. That's a threshold even higher than required to pass the state budget. Vote no on Prop 9. Gene Woodford, former warden, San Quentin State Prison. Reverend John Friesman, Board President, California Church, Impact.